as you, because to call you on Christmas Eve and couldn't get through. And I called the 23rd. I called about 6 times and no answer. So I figured, well, you must have changed your mind and gone someplace after all on Christmas Eve. And I didn't have any other place to contact you, so I gave that one up. What happened was when we got over to Chris's, I had brought 2 boxes of gifts for them to open up. And I had 3 boxes gotten ready, you know, those cut boxes. One was sitting out in the garage, and in it was the package that you had sent me from New Zealand, and I had not opened it at any time prior to that, no matter what. I kept saying to everybody, I will open it when we get over to Chris's, and then I'll know, and they all see what you sent me. And there were a couple of presents for Chris and Marianne in that box, and a couple things I quickly wrapped up for Angie so I'd have something to give to her. And we get over to Chris's, and we're starting to settle down, and had lovely food there, and everything was really nice. And all of a sudden I looked around, and I said, well, why don't we start opening up the presents? And they were all for it, and I had my camera ready and started taking pictures, and they opened up this and they opened up that, and Bob opened up his gift and he gave me mine. And I kept looking kind of strangely. I kept thinking, why hasn't Chris opened up the one big present I got him? I bought him 5 cookbooks. And he's all of a sudden, he says, well, that seems to be it. And I'm puzzled too, because everything that he had opened so far was just nominal little things, you know, like you like lots of packages, John, and I know Chris does. And the main thing wasn't there. And then Marianne had a few little minor things and all my stuff, but then Bob had given her a crystal ashtray that she had asked for, and she hadn't opened it, and she hadn't thanked him. And I thought, what is going on? I looked, and I realized the box wasn't anywhere in the place. And so I got very paranoid. You know how excited I can get. And I said, well, I said, the main things are still sitting on 1430 Winnetka, and Bob and I better get in the car and go and get them. And by that time, it's like about 7:30. And Chris had just fixed Bob and I each a drink. A martini, had bought special Tanqueray gin for it, and brought the, had us given the drink. And Bob had taken maybe about 3 swallows of the drink, and I had just barely sipped on it when this all happened. And I said, look, I said, we can put the drink in the refrigerator. It isn't going to spoil, and we'll be gone no more than 40 minutes. There's no traffic out, and we'll go and get that box. I want Chris to have his present. I want Marianne to have a present. Most of all, I want to open up and finally see what I got from New Zealand. And Chris got real funny. He says, no, you can't go. I said, of course. It isn't important, he kept saying. I said, it is so important. And Marianne got in the act, and she said, no, you just relax. Plenty time tomorrow. You can come back tomorrow. I said, I can't come back tomorrow. I want to go and bring the stuff back now. And Chris got up and walked over to the kitchen, and he stood there, and all of a sudden he said, hey, Bob, come give me a hand with this. And so Bob gets up, puts his drink down, and walks in the kitchen, and pretty soon he comes back and sits down and picks up his drink. And I said, well, Bob, aren't we, leave the drink alone, we're going. And I started getting up, and I couldn't find my coat. In the meantime, they had hidden my coat. And I went, and I said, I'll go without the coat. If you don't give me the coat, I'll go, and you stay there, Bob. And Chris jumped up and took the keys and locked the door to the apartment, and he said, you're not going anywhere. And he was really, really rough about it. And I thought, what is going on? Has he gone crazy? All of a sudden, Bob says, well, honey, you know, he said, that drink, we haven't had a drink for such a long time, which we hadn't. We hadn't been drinking, you know. And it hit me a little bit, and he says, it would be a mess if we got stopped and hauled in, and there would go to Christmas Eve. He said, why don't, Chris just called me in the kitchen and said, if you must take my mother home, let me fix you a cup of espresso coffee and drink that and save the drink for later, and when you feel that you're safe to drive, then go. And I said, okay, I accept that. I don't want to end up in jail or have him in jail. I sat down, and I said, then I'll have a cup of espresso too. And Chris was busy out in the kitchen fixing that espresso coffee, and it took him a heck of a long time to fix the espresso coffee, and he finally brought it, and I had just started stirring it up and sipping on it, and the phone rang, and he was standing across the room, and he said, "Oh, my, since you're closer to the phone, why don't you answer that?" And I didn't make any move, you know. And his face just fell. I must have spoiled the whole surprise for him. He told me afterwards he was not going to let me out the door until your phone call came through, and he meant it. And then he told Bob what was happening, and then Bob got in cahoots with him. So then, of course, it was really nice talking with you, and after that, and nobody stopped us from getting out into the cold night and going back to Golden Valley and pick up the box and come back with it, which we did, and then I got back and got to open up your presents, and I'm very delighted. Everything is just wonderful. Like I said on the phone, I love it already, which is very true.